Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. God knew that one supernatural event would not likely convince all the Jews that he had chosen Moses to lead them from Egypt to Canaan. He turned Moses' shepherd's rod into a serpent, and then turned the serpent back into a rod. Exodus 4:2-4. God performed the miracle so the Israelites would believe that the God of their fathers had called Moses into a position of leadership. Exodus 4:5. But God wanted Moses to have further authentication of his mission and message. So the Lord said furthermore to Moses, "Put now your hand into your bosom." And he put his hand into his bosom. And when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. Exodus 4:6. We do not know the exact nature of the disease with which God afflicted Moses, but it resembled snow. We know a miracle is involved, because the disease was instantaneously sent on Moses. In ancient times, various skin diseases were called leprosy. Dr. Walter Kaiser Jr.'s commentary on Exodus, in the Expositor's Bible Commentary, says that leprosy in the Bible apparently also covered cases of psoriasis, vitiligo, ringworm, syphilis, mildew, and the rot. Volume 2, page 326. But whatever the case, both Moses and the Israelites recognized the incident as a genuine miracle. Diseases do not happen so suddenly. So this miracle, like turning the rod into a serpent, was designed to convince the Jews that God had chosen Moses. Rebellion against his leadership would be rebellion against God, as Korah, Dathan, and Abiram learned. Number 16. God commanded Moses to put his hand back into his bosom. And he put his hand back into his bosom, and plucked it out of his bosom, and behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. Exodus 4:7. This was truly a remarkable demonstration of God's power, as was true of the first miracle. This miracle was designed to prove to the Israelites that God had chosen Moses and would be with him as he led the Israelites into the land God had promised to their fathers. There should have been no doubt that God's hand was in all of these events. He knew Moses would be a great leader for his people. He wanted the Jews to accept Moses and to follow him as he led them out of Egypt. There would be trouble enough without doubting the ability and the devotion of their leader. God continued to encourage Moses and to get him ready to be Israel's leader. So he said to Moses, "And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe you, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, then they will believe the voice of the latter sign." Exodus 4:8. Were people so blind or prejudiced that they refused to believe the great miracles God enabled Moses to perform? How could they possibly deny what was so plain? If the Jews had made up their minds, they would not accept miracles. Nothing anyone could do would change their minds. I know that may sound strange, but the New Testament teaches the same truth. The book of Luke tells of two men who died, the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man in the next world lifted up his eyes in torment. Lazarus was carried to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man asked Abraham to send Lazarus back to earth, to warn the rich man's brothers that they not come to the place of torment. He thought that one returning from the grave would be sufficient to get his brothers to change their lives and to avoid the place of torment. Will you listen to what Abraham said to the rich man? "They have Moses and the prophets." The rich man said, "No, Father Abraham, but if one went back from the dead, they will repent." And Abraham said, "If they will not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead." Luke 16:19-31. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.